The opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of KLUP, its sponsors, or its employees.
Ready?
It's time for Milberger's Gardening South Texas. 2 hours of gardening facts and fun. With Dr. Jerry Parsons, the Extension Horticulturist with Texas Cooperative Extension, and Dr. Calvin Finch, Water Resources Director for the San Antonio Water System. To be a part of the show, call 308-8867. That's 308-8867. Or toll free, 866-308-8867. And now, live from Milberger's Landscape Nursery at 1604 and Bulverde Road, here's your host, Milton Glick.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas on the Loop, AM 930 KLUP. I'm Milton Glick, along with Dr. Jerry Parsons, Dr. Calvin Finch, and we're ready to talk gardening with you at 308-8867, 308-8867, and toll-free outside of San Antonio, 866-308-8867. We'd also like reviews of for those of you that watched Sharpshooters last night. Oh, sorry.
See, you automatically turned my mic off.
I learned from those folks at Ken.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of good comments on that. And
it was very good. Jerry sitting there on his.
I was so cute.
Staring up there, paying attention.
And I wrote my brother and told him that the makeup guy that put the makeup on him should get an Academy Award or something. Trust me, he don't look that good.
No, he's
coming down to see us in November.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, beware. We're taking him to Tecumseh.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's coming.
Is that the only reason?
Absolutely.
So,
we don't have to take him. You keep bringing us all that wonderful food here.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Make him pay.
Okay.
But anyway, we were really excited about that, and there's footage on there that we'd never seen, like the footage of Annie Oakley.
Yeah.
And the footage of that man shooting that pistol, Ed McGivin, I think it was his name.
One that had the time.
Yeah, wasn't that something?
That was something.
And the guys they had on there shooting, they were shooting those pistols like machine guns. That's one guy you wouldn't want to break in on.
No, man. He'd shoot you before you get your hands up.
You wouldn't recognize you'd been shot till you got to the funeral home. I mean, quit it.
He was pretty amazing.
And of course, I was just knocked out by the fact that they named my father as exhibition shooter, best exhibition shooter in the world.
Yep. In fact, that also then it said after he had passed away that it basically died. It was just
and most of the people that were on that show, especially the main guy there that was doing the shooting, got their inspiration from my father. So it made me very proud. But I also have to mention that if it hadn't been for Lynn, you know, a lot of us that have dealt with Lynn through email or whatever realize that he's.
Persistent.
I don't know. Are you persistent or worrisome?
Obnoxious.
Obnoxiously worrisome or something. But he's always been that away. You know, we try to love him anyway. But if he hadn't have been that away, most of the footage that we saw last night would not have been preserved. It would not have been kept.
Because
we almost lost the Showman Shooter video because we were keeping it. We had the only copies in the world. And we were keeping them in a closet and thinking that they would stay forever. Well, film rots.
Ooh.
And by the time Lynn wanted to put it on a VCR, they had to use the 5 tapes that we had that had never been played to make one master copy.
Really?
And we just came within a second of losing it. And then they put
that be a lesson to you, Milton. You need to save these, preserve these wonderful shows we're doing.
I've got them in a closet.
That's a lesson for everybody to learn. If you've got family videos, that you're thinking you're saving, you better hurry up and get those things on CDs or DVDs.
Yep.
As soon as possible because. If they're over 10 years old, 10 or 15 years old, there's a very good chance that they won't be transferable.
Does VHS have the same problem?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. All tape rots. And so even if they're kept under the best conditions. So
now I was okay. So I got to ask you.
Okay.
The men that were modern day exhibition shooters. Those of us who had seen your father's presentation recognized
the shots,
and that they were borrowing his routine. So was his routine original, or was his routine borrowed?
If you look at the Topper Wine tape, have you ever seen the Topper Wine tape?
I thought I had, did they do
that? Daddy did almost everything Topper Wine did, but he put the mouth to it. You know, he talked while he shot. If you watch the Topper Wine tape, it's dull. But even...
Well, the music was good.
And so the guy that did a magazine article on Daddy... I forget what magazine, what famous magazine. But anyway, he nicknamed Showman Shooter.
All right.
And he was a showman. You know, I mean, he did. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing, I got to calling all the Topper Wines, you know, to alert them with what was going on. You know where they were last Saturday when we were talking on the radio about trying to find them? They were at the Topper Wine reunion in New Braunfels.
Really?
Oh, shoot.
All of them in
that
one cubby hole, and all we had to do was... okay, Calvin, what is that bird right there? Is that a female lesser finch, lesser goldfinch?
You know what? That might be a female. That might be an American goldfinch.
Okay, that's what Forrest was saying.
Oh, man. Forrest, you
I hate that. You have to apologize to
you. You have been vindicated, Forrest.
He flew off, Calvin. But Forrest said he was too big. That female was too big.
Well,
and
he's got colors. I mean, doesn't have the same colors as the lesser. The lesser females are just as almost as bright as the males.
You were right, Forrest.
I hate that, Forrest.
Okay,
apologize.
Forrest has been vindicated. But anyway, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the work that Lynn's done through the years, and I'm thinking that it's not over until we put him in the ground. So I'm sure there will be new adventures in the way.
And is it true that you're giving him a laptop so he can?
Yeah, no, there'll be a special on Lynn how fast he can do emails.
How fast he can irritate you into doing what he wants you to do.
That's right.
But another, you know, good comes out of this. And when I was calling, you remember the guy called in our show to show you how our show is adding to the historical value of things. A guy called in to our show and said he knew how to get in touch with the Topper Wines. I think his mother was a Topper Wine. Our father. No, it's his mother. But anyway, he called in and we got to talking. He said as a little boy, he used to go out and shoot with the Topper Wines out on Bernie Stage Road. And you remember that one guy called in and said he played cards with Plinky and Ed. But I got talking about this to this other guy, and he said, yeah, he knows where the old Topper Wine Cemetery is. Now, Topper Wine's buried on the south side, and it's Plinky, too. But he knows where the cemetery is, and all the Dominion bought the Topper Wine ranch out there, and the ranch, the actual old family graveyard, is on the Dominion land. And also, I was excited to find out because we got the big write up on Topper Wine on PlantAnswers.com on the front page under top gun of all time. But anyway. I'd always heard, because Topper Wine was a cartoonist with Express, I'd always heard that he painted two extremely large stones with either an Indian head or a cowboy head out at the entrance to his ranch. And at one time, 10, 15 years ago, I started to go out there and see if I could find them. And this guy said, find them? Said, all you have to do is walk in the front door of the Dominion clubhouse. And they're on the wall right there. They took those rocks and put them on. So I've got to find out. I told him, I said, we need to get, I want to take pictures of those and put it on our website.
How are you going to get in the Dominion?
There you go. That's what I said. I said, they won't let white trash like me and you in that place. So if anybody knows of a way I can either sneak in the Dominion or get into the clubhouse, I want to make a day when Lynn comes down in November.
Okay.
to go in there and take pictures of them and see them. He says they're right as you enter the front door of the clubhouse. I'm sure I've walked by them.
Yeah, just never
noticed
them.
Because they had a party out there for Ken's employees back when I used to be out there working for them. But we learn something every time.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to bring up.
What?
If anybody lives in comfort, if anybody lives in comfort.
There are a few people I hear that are still there.
And that listens to our show, I want you to call me and tell me if the old hardware store up there, the general hardware store that was there for so long, if it burnt. Somebody told me that they heard it burnt down. If that's the case, that's where all those Indian heads that I took pictures of top of one had shot.
Oh, wow.
Now they had the biggest collection of the Indian heads and Uncle Sam heads in the world.
Why don't you just hop in the car and drive up to Comfort? How far?
I just heard about it a couple of days ago.
Okay. Well, how far is Comfort?
25-30 miles. It's between here and Kerrville.
No, it's not far. It'd be a nice drive.